Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I wanted to read this. It comes from Randall. Randall writes, Kevin, I'm a sports psychologist, and while fan behavior isn't my specialty, I know psychologically damaged fan bases when I see them. Nothing exemplifies the damage done by the Dan Snyder to the Commanders Redskins fan base more than the sudden turn by many against the GM, coach, and QB. Last year was actually an uncomfortable place in something called trauma bonding. That's what's occurring right now. It's a form of Stockholm syndrome where for many Washington fans, they are finding it difficult to engage in behavior that will release or detach themselves from their abuser. This is great, Randall. I don't know if you're really a sports psychologist, but I love this so far. This is why you've heard from so many fans who have taken the first sign that last year was a fluke, was abnormal, and used it as a reason to embrace an abusive past, which became their norm. Thought this would help. Randall, I guess, responding to a lot of the conversation this week about, you know, Adam Peters is, you know, he stinks, Dan Quinn stinks, the quarterback has regressed so much, they got the wrong guy at number two. And he calls this trauma bonding. I've never heard of this, but it's a form of Stockholm syndrome, which I have heard of. That's where you sympathize, right, with your captor?
Yes.
Yes. And he says, Washington fans are finding it difficult to engage in behavior that will release or detach themselves from their abuser. This is why you've heard from so many fans who've taken the first sign that last year was a fluke, was abnormal. They're embracing their abusive past because it became their norm. I read this last night, and I've used this analogy before about what we all went through together as fans of this team. You know, and I've said we were institutionalized. You know, like Shawshank Redemption, institutionalized. When Red, you know, said when he was talking about Brooks Hadlin, these walls are funny. You know, first you hate them, then you get used to them. Enough time passes, you get so you depend on them. That's institutionalized. And that's it. As a fan base, we're not doing well right now with our freedom. We got released, and we feel like we still need, you know, we still need to ask our boss if it's okay to go to the bathroom. That's kind of where we are right now. We have our freedom with Josh Harris, a good supportive, you know, outside group, you know, ready to help us. You know, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels. And they've already done so much to help us adapt to this new world outside the walls. They gave us a massive reason to party last year that we were out. You know, we were finally out of this dark cave. Some of you have, you know, held back. You waited for the party to kind of, you know, die down a bit so you could say, yeah, I knew it wouldn't last. I knew it couldn't last. Put me back in my cell. I just want to polish rocks. Isn't that what Andy Dufresne was doing? Was it for a chessboard? I think it was.
Correct.
No. Andy Dufresne, remember, said to Red, hope is a good thing. You know, remember, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things. And he, you know, signed off on that letter that he left in that main, you know, hillside field by that big oak tree. He said, you know, I hope this letter finds you well, No, it's not finding many of you well. A lot of you aren't well yet. You're just going to have to figure out how to get through a rough seven-game patch. It's seven games. There's some truth in this. There is some PTSD. There is some damage that is coming to the fore here in this first adversity moment. By the way, you know, last year I remember I talked a lot about, you know, Jaden as we were going through the season, and he was just checking one box after another, you know, throws with anticipation, reads defenses, scrambles when he has to, you know, can run, can throw, deep throw, touch throw, medium throw, short throw, everything. Last, you know, game-winning moments, yes, Cincinnati, check the box. Comeback wins, yes, check the box. You know, and I remember saying, you know, let's see how he handles that first, you know, multi-game losing streak where everybody's looking at him and blaming him.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And they did have a three-game losing skid last year, but it really wasn't on him. I think we knew at that point the only chance out of the three-game losing skid was him. And then it was about, can he do it in a big game that matters? Well, he did it against the Falcons late in the year, the Eagles late in the year, and then two playoff road wins, where he was the reason more than anybody else was that the team won. But I actually think right now is the moment in which he is facing the most adversity. He is being questioned from an injury standpoint. Is this going to be the life we lead with Jaden Daniels? Perhaps, you know, in and out of the lineup, year in and year out. I think that's the biggest and most legitimate concern at this point. Actually, for me, the only legitimate concern. I'm not concerned about anything that he's doing as a quarterback. 2 weeks ago against the Chargers, we thought he had played at an elite level after the first two drives. I mean, Jacory Kroski-Merritt was going to push for NFC Rookie of the Year after that game. Trey Amos, I mean, going back to, you know, summer, remember all the talk about the secondary over the summer? That's why the training camp days and these preseason games are completely worthless to spend any real time obsessing over. They mean nothing. What matters over the summer are injuries, holdouts. That mattered. Everything else is a joke. The biggest storyline coming out of training camp was, oh my God, we got a secondary. Last year that was a problem. This year not going to be a problem. But look, come on, people. Wake up. Dan is gone. He's gone. We've got adults in charge. This is a real organization. And the new GM and the new head coach, if you want to just look at results and nothing else, 17-10, 2-1 in the postseason. That's their one season. How could you question that? If you weren't willing to give them the benefit of the doubt before last year, I think you should really consider doing it after the first year that they had. 14-5, 2-1 in the postseason. I am. Not blindly. I think I've got a lot of good reasons beyond the record that supports giving them the benefit of the doubt. You know, it starts with the culture, which has turned around much faster than anybody thought it could turn around, right? I mean, players and coaches actually want to come here. Remember Ben Standig's annual agent survey from over the summer? He does it. It's such a great, you know, survey that he does with NFL agents. I pulled some of the quotes from that annual agent survey about Washington, about Adam Peters. Washington is the most stable organization from top to bottom in the NFL. That's a quote from an NFL agent about our organization. Another quote, they emphasized culture and character, and I don't mean that just with the players, but with the front office and the coaching staff as well. Everyone talks about family these days, right? Every company's a family. You can never truly have a genuine family dynamic with a team because it's a business. But I think that Adam and the guys have done the best job in the league of really trying to put that together and create that. Another quote, I know it's only one season, but I think what Adam Peters has done and what I think he's going to continue to do, I think the culture that he's building is going to sustain success for a long time. Closed quote. That was just 2 months ago. You know, 2 weeks ago, as I mentioned, Kroski Merritt, Trey Amos, Jaden's back. You know, what'd you say, Max? Jaden was back. Slow start. A-level, you know, game after the slow start for Jaden. Defense even looked acceptable. And this culture that they have created, you've got to trust that this tough stretch, lots of injuries. Truth is, one fumble away from being 4-3 against the Bears, and I think the hysteria would be dialed way back, you know, because you could then say, well, look, we didn't have a starting receiver in the Dallas game. And the defense would still be a concern. But that fumble combined with what happened in Dallas made things seem, you know, awfully dark right now. I can't sell you on a Monday night upset. I can tell you that. I cannot sell you on that. But I can hang on to what they've created and being able to look it in the face, this adverse period, and overcome it. You know, and come out on the other side looking much better. It's possible that this will be a year over a sustained run of success that was just problematic because of all the injuries. It's possible that this year doesn't turn around. But I think all they got to do is win 3 of the next 4. All they got to do. Big challenge, no doubt. And be 6-6 heading into December. And then everything's back on the table. You don't have to be good now. You know, you have to hang in there now. So that if you do get healthier, if you do become a better team, you can play games that are meaningful in December and January. I don't think that's off the table. I can sell you on that. I can't sell you on Monday night, though. That's for sure. Smell test when we come back.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.